All right, here we go. We're rolling.
Are we rolling?
No, we're rolling.
From Land Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
Welcome, everybody, to the March 26th edition of Land Grant University Presents Beers with the Brewers. I am Mark Richards, and we've got today also Walt Keys.
Yeah, I'm here.
And Chris Helder.
I yelled that real loud. I'm sorry.
What's up, Chris?
Hello.
How we doing?
Oh, doing pretty good. Trying to stay distanced from everybody.
Good move.
Everyone doing okay?
Oh,
Everyone's doing good at the homestead.
Kids staying entertained and not driving you too crazy?
Yeah, it's not too much different from normal since Lisa normally stays home. So, yeah, we're doing all right.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I people have been asking me, and I say it's basically a, like, 7 o'clock a.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. full court child press assault on Aaron and I's wits.
I can see that.
You know.
Yeah, no, that's a thing.
We're watching a lot of television, and we're doing what we can to stay sane. And I'll tell you, part of that's this damn fruit slices citrus pale ale.
That helps a lot.
Yeah. That'll sort of ease the static a little bit.
Yeah, Walt and I were reviewing the crushability scale on fruit slices, and we have decided to raise it to an 8. What do you think, Chris?
I was not a fan of raising it to a 6 when we said it was a 0 to 5 scale, but I've
We can hang up on you remotely.
To the 6.
Yeah,
I know. I've become accustomed to the 6, and it's fine. But I think you either have to go 6 or 12 then.
Yeah, I've got to
say. I would say to really enjoy the full crushability of this beer, if you're ordering delivery to enjoy it at home, obviously you're not driving anywhere, you're not going anywhere, you're not doing anything.
Well, you can't.
You're gonna have to get 2 6-packs. That's my point.
Yeah, I think easily we should raise the scale on fruit slices to an 8. Only on fruit slices. That's my opinion. Temporarily.
I will agree. It's definitely a 6 crusher at the minimum.
At the minimum.
Yeah. These are unprecedented times, and I think if at the very least we can blow up the crushability scale and shoot past the previous heights that have been achieved.
Yeah. So, Walt, upcoming events, what are you doing? Chasing Margo.
Oh.
Chasing June, chasing Margo, chasing June, right?
Yeah, we got upcoming events are delivering beer and childcare.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all that's on the calendar.
Those are good events.
But I guess I've mentioned it a couple times, but we are, if you're listening to this and you are in the greater metropolitan Columbus area, whatever that is, Dublin, I delivered to Lewis Center yesterday, we're going down to Grove City. If you consider yourself to live in Columbus, we'd probably deliver it to you right now. So if you need some beer and you want at least 4 6-packs, you can go to landgrantbrewing.com and you can put in an order for delivery. And if you're looking to get out, though Governor says you should not, let us bring it to you. But we are open for drive-through pickup as well. So if you're heading out to the grocery store or the pharmacy or whatever it is you need to do, you can swing by the tap room and pick up beer as well. But man, all we got in the near future is just bringing beer to people every day. We'll keep delivering as long as we're allowed.
Yeah, it's been enjoyable to deliver it, I'll have to say. I mean, people aren't disappointed to see you. They're cooped up at home. I'll set the beer on the porch, knock or ring the doorbell, and then I take my 6 steps backwards and get ready to tell them, beer delivery, enjoy your beers. Thanks a lot for supporting us.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
And then obviously checking ID too, of course.
Check that through the glass if you can. That's what I found. Yeah.
I've become pretty good at checking an ID from a
distance. And that's true. Squint. Just squinting.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's been a lot of fun and really cool. You know, obviously it's a reason to get out of the house for us. And I was able to put the windows down today, which is great. And I've never felt like such a celebrity as driving the beer truck around through neighborhoods during quarantine. I think every pedestrian I encounter has waved and given me the thumbs up. It's cool to see the support for not just Land Grant, but you know, all the other breweries in town, Seven Sun, Wolf's Ridge, you know, I think Noctara's delivering, North Eye, all those guys out there delivering and bringing beer to people. It's been heartening to see the support from everyone in a tricky time. So everyone's budget's tight right now. So if someone's springing for beer, we really appreciate it. And obviously our staff does as well. All tips going directly to our bartenders who are unfortunately not able to pour you beers right now. So if you do put an order, you know, consider either tipping online or tipping at the door. It's greatly appreciated. And that's all I got. That's all I got in terms of upcoming beer events today.
That's pretty good. I think people are happy to get the beer brought to them, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So we didn't know what we were going to talk about on the podcast today, because obviously it's a weird time and we don't necessarily have any beers coming out this week. But we did just launch this Land Grant March Madness beer bracket on Instagram. So if you're on Instagram, you can check out our post and also mainly our story, and you can vote your way through this bracket. We slotted a bunch of our beers in somewhat arbitrary seeds. So if you think some beer got slighted in some way, let us know in the comments, but don't take it too personally. And so I thought we could talk through these matchups. Do we want to do the whole thing? We could do half today and half next week.
I think we should do our first round. Just run through them.
Go through the first round?
Why not?
Yeah, that makes sense. I've got it basically divided up into four regions. We've got the IPA, which, as anyone knows, we make a lot of IPAs down here. We got the Hazy and Juicy, which some of those are also IPAs, but some pale ales in there as well. Our seasonal region, so that's going to have your spring quarters and your jambles and your kin and your mutter. And then we've got the light and dark region as well. So your easy drinkers and your deep, dark, heavy beers. So, all right, I've teed it up.
Yep,
Mark, do you want to take the lead on walking us through these?
Yeah, that's cool. I've got it up in front, and I think everybody's taking a look at it. If you're at home, bring it up on Facebook or Instagram, however you like to look at stuff. Take a look at this bracket. But we're starting the first match on the IPA. We've got Quad versus Got Fuzz. We're just going to lightning round go through these.
Well, I got a question real quick. What are the criteria? Yeah.
There is no criteria.
Which one do you like
best?
Whatever
you want.
If you can pick one, you know, you're going to get one of the two. And obviously, in their freshest form, we'd have to go back in time.
Yeah, and if you're wondering what Got Fuzz is and you have no idea what we're talking about, that was a collaboration beer we did with Streetside down in Cincinnati that was a super heavy milkshake IPA. And it was delicious and fruity as hell. But I'm going Quad.
Chris?
Quad.
All right, three quads. Yep.
All right.
Next matchup.
It was the one seed for a reason.
That's right, yeah. Next matchup, we've got CMYK and Batch 300 going up against one another.
I'm going to go based on Chris goes 300. I'm going, and I have to admit, I'm leaning this way mostly because of the label itself, but I'm going CMYK.
Yeah, I used to think I was Batch 300 guy, and I think CMYK out of the two of those. I think this last year was amazing, CMYK. So from what I recall, you know, it's been a while since I've had either. All right. Moving on. Greenskeeper versus Groomer. That's easy for me, Greenskeeper.
You going Greeny?
Yeah, stock standard workhorse.
I'm gonna reject that, and I'm going Groomer. I like that beer a little bit more.
All right, I'm going to go with Greenskeeper. We made a slight modification of the recipe, and I think it's very, very good. Beats out Groomer.
There it is. Two against one, Walt.
That's fine. That's fair.
Moving on to Stiff Arm versus Neutron.
Yeah, Stiff, these are two football-themed beers.
Yep.
Both with a red label. Stiff Arm at the two seed here. I'm going Stiff Arm. That's classic. It tastes better than ever. I'm going Stiff Arm.
Yep, I say no disrespect to Neutron Man. Rest in peace, but I'm Stiff Arm too.
Stiff Arm.
There it is.
All right.
Moving along to the Hazy Juicy bracket. Concentrate versus Bandwagon.
Man, I'm going to go with the most recent version of this because it's just out of this world good and go Concentrate.
I think that's what you got to do. I mean,
yeah,
I'm Concentrate.
With anything rotating, yep. Yeah.
How about you, Chris?
Concentrate.
Right on. Moving on to Lemon Glow versus Pastuzo.
Yeah, two beers with citrusy vibes without actual citrus fruit. Pastuzo being orange heavy, Lemon Glow obviously being lemon forward.
Yep.
I'm going one of my favorite beers I've ever done, Lemon Glow.
Ooh, man. Man, it's been so long. I don't even know. I'd have to have a Wayback Machine. For some reason, I want to go Pastuzo, but I only have recent memory to go by. But I do remember Lemon Glow as a slammer. I'll join you on Lemon Glow.
Okay.
Unanimous Lemon Glow.
Jeez. Damn.
Boy, we're just all on the same page here.
Got to get that bad boy brewing as soon as we're allowed to have people down to drink beer.
This next one could be a blowout.
Yeah. Oh, man. This is easy. We've got the unanimous 8 crusher, or as Chris says, definitely at least 6, Fruit Slices versus Strata, which was a single hop beer and also was great. Loved that beer.
Yeah. Strata was awesome. It tasted like strawberries.
Yeah. It was so good.
But Fruit Slices is really hitting right now, and it could be the dark horse winner, as you said before we aired, Mark. But yeah, I'm going Fruit Slices, no doubt.
Yeah, I'm a bit torn on this one. I feel like it's a bad matchup because I feel like both of these could end up at the old Elite Eight coming in, but they hit the first round, so I'm actually gonna give Strata some love. I'm gonna put that just a little bit ahead.
I've got nothing against that decision. I wish I had both of them in front of me now. I'd give it to True Test, of course, in their prime. Massive versus Lonely Hops Club.
So I'm sitting in the office all by myself at Landgrant right now, and I am having a Massive Tall Boy. This is probably my favorite beer that we do at the moment, year to year. Like, so obviously that doesn't include beers like Fruit Slices that we just brewed the first time. But I'm going Massive on this. Out of the Tall Boy.
Yeah, that's a good call. I think I'm Massive too. Tall Boy or not. I've been digging Massive. Yeah. Chris says Massive.
Massive.
So much disagreement on this podcast.
You can tell what we like. And we've had a couple weird, choosing different. All right, moving on to the light and dark category. We got Pool Party versus Moonracer.
Big Pilsner matchup.
Yeah.
I've got so much association with Pool Party and summertime and good times, especially right now. I think I got to go Pool Party.
Yeah. What about you, Chris?
I'm going to go Moonracer on this one. I've been, I don't know, my wife and I, we've been going through a bit of it, and it's been hitting the spot lately, and maybe it's just, what I've had most recently, but Moonracer's been killing it.
All right.
No disrespect to Pool Party. None whatsoever, and I'll be happy to see it come, but man, am I a Moonracer guy lately. I'm with Chris.
That's a big upset in the first round, at least. If you're going by the beers with the brewers bracket.
That's right. That's right. So
the 8 seed Moonracer knocks off the number 1 Pool Party. Wow.
Yeah, I'd do it in a heartbeat, though.
If Benner was on this podcast, then we'd be fighting woids.
That's right. That's
Benner
right.
Benner might come for all of us.
What you gonna do? You gotta speak from the heart. Peak Urban Sombrero.
I'm going peak on this one. I think it's just a really, really solid, clean, easy drinking lager.
Peak.
I'm peak too, Chris. All right, rolling on to Deep Search. We're getting in the darks now. Deep Search, Baltic Porter versus Space Grant, Black IPA. Any particular year on that, or are we saying as a series?
Nah, I think just as a series. Obviously, this year's was a little bit different with the coffee in there.
Yeah.
But for the most part, those beers have been, while the recipes varied a little bit, the style's been consistent. I'm going Space Grant with the coffee in it this year. That's my pick.
I'm going to have to follow suit on that. I really liked Space Grant this year.
I'm going to have to go with the classic Deep Search.
Yeah.
Beer's gotten better every year.
Yeah, it has.
It's one of the few beers that you can age of ours, and I participate in that.
So many of these are just both fantastic. It's, you got to pick one. It's tough. Yeah. I'm a Deep Search guy, too, but I don't know. Space Grant really resonated with me this year.
Yeah.
All right. Beard Crumbs, the old classic oatmeal raisin stout, versus second year running. We had it last year, right? Or did we change it?
No.
Yeah, we didn't because we changed the name. Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, we had a very similar beer called First Call last year.
That's right. So
if you had First Call last year, that was a very similar beer to Make Mine Irish this year. So while not technically the second year we brewed it, it's a variation on a theme this year. So
yeah, so Make Mine Irish, Irish Coffee Stout. I have to go Beard Crumbs on that. No question.
Yeah,
I'm going Make Mine Irish.
Chris is going Make Mine Irish. It's pretty damn good too.
Chris is quite the contrarian on this. He's been going against the grain here.
I think only to you. I don't know. I think we've agreed on a few, but yeah, Make Mine Irish is really good though. A lot of flavor. Yeah. Like it is just busting with flavor.
Yeah, and there's when we started delivering, man, those things flew out the door. Like the Make Mine Irish, gone.
Yeah.
You might be able to still find it out at grocery stores, but man, as soon as we turned the key on delivery, it ran out pretty quick.
Yeah, I think Chris could almost twist my arm into Make Mine Irish. I just think maybe because after I have one, I'm kind of moving on. It's just so much. It's so much flavor. There's just so much to it.
You're Irish at that point.
Yeah,
you've been a little bit.
So moving on to the seasonal bracket, we've got Spring Quarter versus Cramble Jamble.
Yeah, that's a tricky one.
I think this year's Spring Quarter just turned out amazing. So if I had to go, I think I'm on Spring Quarter for this. I really think you guys nailed it back in the brewery on a Belgian Blonde for this one. It's really good.
Yeah, I'll second that. I've got I don't typically tend to drink a lot of the Belgian styles, but we've had a couple six packs in the fridge during this quarantine, and I've been drinking them, and they're pretty darn tasty and very crushable at 7%.
I think I'm at the Spring Quarter as well. I did look
at the Cramble, but we're losing you again.
Try to get Chris.
I'm going to say Spring Quarter.
Hold on.
You sound great again now.
Yeah.
I would say Spring Quarter. I like Cramble Jamble, but Spring Quarter's got it.
All right. Unanimous. Moving on to Blackberry Jamble versus
Jambling on.
One Goal, One Ride.
I'm Jamble all the way. Good summertime beer, late summer vibes. I like a Blackberry Jamble. I'm going there.
I'm going One Goal, One Ride. I love it. It's got a nice malt character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as our only rye beer that we do, I am kind of partial to it. So I'm going to go One Goal, One Ride as well.
All right.
Wah, 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 wah. Got him.
If anyone's unfamiliar at home, One Goal, One Ride is our beer we do annually to sort of support Pelotonia and their goal to end cancer. So
yep, it's for a good cause.
You can look for that Pelotonia-themed beer in, well, you know, who knows right now, but
who knows?
In theory, sort of June, July.
Yep. Depends on how long we're quarantined, but yeah.
Yep.
Moving on to a couple kettle sours here. We've got Balloon Hands Berliner Weiss versus Sports Tart Citrus Ale.
Yeah, Sports being our half of our collaboration with Seven Sun Brewing. They mm-hmm. They of course do the Jorts counterpart to our Sports. Shout out to Seven Sun. They're also out delivering beer at the moment. If you want a little bit of variety, hit them up and get some beer delivered. I got some Seven Sun delivered yesterday. I'm going to give it to Balloon Hands mainly because of the variety of flavors it has been available. I think it's a great, super refreshing, hot weather thirst quencher. And the brewers have done an awesome job of not just brewing the base Balloon Hands, but also incorporating some extra flavor, whether that's through syrups or infusions or what have you. The strawberry lavender version from the anniversary party was a huge hit. And there have been quite a few other variants through the years that I've really enjoyed. So I'm going to go just based on versatility with Balloon Hands.
I'm going Sports. All like right. Balloon Hands, don't get me wrong. But especially when it's fresh and if it's just without any fruit flavoring, really enjoy having a Berliner Weiss.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I'm Sports. How about Chris? All right. I'm predicting Chris.
Hands down, Balloon Hands.
Look at this.
There it is. Yeah. And I guess, yeah, another variant of Balloon Hands I didn't mention that we have pretty much every time we have Balloon Hands is the Sour Hoppy Fun Time, which is a hopped up version of Balloon Hands, if I'm not incorrect.
You are not incorrect. It's one of the brewer's favorite beers to put out is Sour Hoppy Fun Time. We try and do different hops every time, but it's great.
Ooh, man, I'll tell you what, since we've always called Sour Hoppy Fun Time exactly that, instead of calling it a variant on Balloon Hands, you can lead me into Sour Hoppy Fun Time anytime. Maybe I'm switching over to Balloon Hands with that variant. It's so good. Every time you've done it, Chris, it's been amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so it's three banger now. So going on to
the our last matchup.
This is the last one. Ken.
2-7.
Yep. Ken versus Son of a Mutter.
So Ken's our tropical Kolsch with agave nectar that we brew in honor of our Nick Heidel, who worked here and passed away a couple years back. He's a tequila lover, so we brewed and a Kolsch lover, so we brewed up a Kolsch with some agave in there. And then Son of a Mutter is the first beer we ever brewed here at Land Grant Brewing. So it's obviously got a soft spot for everyone here. Man, this is a tricky one. But in terms of, I'm going to go with beers that I like, I would probably tend to drink more of. I'm going to go with Ken on this one.
It's a good call. Good call. Ken's pretty good. Pretty good. I'm going Son of a Mutter, though. I can't betray Mutter.
Can't fault you there.
Yeah, Son of a Mutter is so good. I mean, brown ales are very sparsely found nowadays, and it's just something. Always count on it being there in a tap room. It's good any time of year. However, I will have to say fall and more on the autumnal winter side is when you think of darker beers. But Son of a Mutter is a good old beer. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with a nice fresh Kin. I didn't know how that beer was going to turn out. It turned out very well, and I liked it. And, yeah, I'm excited to brew it again. So we're going to go Kin.
Can't go wrong with either. Well, that's the bracket, guys. I think that gets us through the first round. Maybe next week we can talk about that second round. If I don't know how this is all timing out on the website as far as when it's decided. Is there voting, like, time frames on this?
We've been putting up the voting on Instagram on our story, and so every time we're doing it basically one region at a time, and once they go up you got 24 hours to vote, so vote early, vote often.
So next week we might be talking about the whole bracket being over then, see what the winner is.
I think the plan is to stagger them out a little bit, so to maybe do the second round next week.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah, we're not, yeah, yeah. Basically milk this, because, boy, we got a lot of days to fill with content on social media, so we don't want to just blow right through it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Got to keep those online happy hours going to help decide some of these.
Yeah, and that, I mean, if you're listening to this podcast and you're having a beer with your, you know, your quarantine inmate friend or social happy hour or FaceTime happy hour or whatever, be sure to take a picture and tag us, and we got nothing else to do, we'll put it on our channel too.
Yeah, sounds good. Walt, you've been getting into that any? I've done two so far.
Are you asking me if I've been drinking beer during this time?
No, I'm asking you, have you done any, like, group?
Yeah, and I've we've done me and Adam from Land Grant, a bunch of our college buddies. We had a virtual happy hour the other night, and I've got one with the fam planned tonight.
Nice.
And it's under normal circumstances, video calls are essentially like my worst nightmare. Because I hate talking on the phone, and talking video chat is like amplifying that times 1,000. So under normal circumstances, I'd not be able to handle this very well. But it's nice to talk to some folks and see some faces, even if it's explaining to my parents how video chat works.
Yeah, it's different times now. What about you, Chris? You getting into any?
I had a couple little happy hours, I guess. Mainly just other people talking, and I'm talking and drinking. But yeah.
I think you should leave that just as is.
Yeah. Chris, you went back into max headroom mode, though. I think that's good enough.
Oh, man.
No, it came through enough that it sounds weird and goes well with our conversation about video chat and how it sucks.
Yeah. So,
and how about everything work?
Yeah. All right. Is that it?
That's it. I've actually got a website called Trickster Cards I'm going to try out that has Euchre on it. So, some point in time this weekend, I'm going to try to play Euchre and,
Can you play with people you know, or is it just puts you against someone else?
You play with people you know. You can do it both ways. So
that's cool.
Yeah, I think we're going to try that and get a side window open for Smack Talk.
Is is the Euchre League on Monday canceled?
No, it's not canceled. It's postponed.
Oh, okay.
Postponed. We were down to the tournament round, so you know, season play was over. We'll get that tournament going though some Monday in the future when we're allowed to gather. 80 people is normally a turnout on Euchre, so that well exceeds permitted gatherings at this time.
True indeed. All right, I'm good. If you're good,
I'm good.
Same time next week.
Same. Yep, same bat time, same bat channel.
All right. Well, everyone stay safe out there and order beer for delivery from us or any of the other awesome local breweries, and be sure to tip whoever brings it to your door.
Cheers, guys. Chris, good all talking right. to you.
Cheers. Yep. See ya.
All right.
Say, I'm gonna go.
Oof.
Spring quarter. I think Grand Jumbo's good, but spring quarter. Boom.
Boom.
All we heard was boom.